Hello.
Hello. Hi, Dr. Robich.
Hi.
I'm going to start the call with Don.
The American Express on GoDaddy?
Yeah.
N6002?
Yeah, yeah.
That should be valid.
Yeah, that should be valid. Right. So why are they...
Hello?
Maybe this is a different GoDaddy account?
Hello, Don?
Hi. Hello, Don?
Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Can you hear me? This
yeah,
is Gopi.
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
No problem.
As you must know, we are developing the app, and during that time, we wanted to find out what would be the best way of providing you with leads. That means the different ways leads are generated. Some are
mm-hmm.
phone calls. Some are text messages, some are clicks, some are email. How would
right.
you like them provided to you so that you can?
Text messages to me would probably be the most, you probably get the best reaction. I think just because people are on their phone all the time, they have their phone all the time. Emails are not as looked at as people on their cell phone. I don't think so, unless the entire situation that you're dealing with is totally corporate. Then I think people
right.
go straight for email. But if it's just
right.
toward people in general and it's not as corporate, then I think text messages would be more sufficient for good feedback.
So, when the leads, what are the typical leads you value the most? Can you give me some examples of leads that you would love?
You said typical needs that I value the most?
Yeah, typical leads, like customers.
You saying leads, my typical leads for customers?
Yeah.
Social
media. What are the
kind
of customers? Yeah.
Definitely social media. Social media and anything that's community driven, that's around you, that already
uh-huh.
generate people.
Uh-huh. But
is gonna
but
be a
when
good
you
lead.
Get the lead, when you get the lead, what kind of service would you want to provide? The most profitable or the most frequent service you want to provide?
I guess the regular haircut and shave would be a good one. Dyeing the hair would be another one. That is a lot more difficult to do away from the shop, but dyeing the hair is big now. And those are probably the most basic.
Okay. And in the course of giving you the lead, like transferring a phone call, live transfer of a phone call, right?
Mm-hmm.
We would like to know how could we make a little bit of money in the lead transfer. In other words, you know, we give you the lead. How can we make some money in it? Either by charging you a little for every lead, like a dollar or something.
Yeah, for sure. I mean,
yeah,
it would even be a you could set a fee for I would set a fee for each person that you get, and
uh-huh.
then I think an incentive for other barbers would be that you would even get a kickback, or somewhat like a bonus if you do so many people, similar to how Uber and Lyft does. If you do so many rides, you get an extra bonus.
Uh-huh.
I think that's a good situation, a good additive to give the barber incentive to do more people. You know what I mean?
Oh, so we give you a break on the leads. If you do more leads, you mean?
Exactly. It would be some type of bonus, some type of incentive for a person doing so many of the leads, because leads are great, but what if you have nobody to do the leads?
Right. So tell me what would be a good incentive. That's a very good idea. Yeah. Like
I think you could base it off of percentage of each cut that the person is doing already. So let's say maybe you would have a $50 bonus if you do so many cuts.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's feasible, because in a sense, you know, as a barber, if I do 10 cuts, I'm actually getting a cut. I'm actually getting paid for a cut that I'm not even doing. You know what I'm saying? After this 10th cut. And that helps out with the person's gas or what may not, or the have the money that they're missing while they're out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. How much is a haircut? How much do you charge a haircut? Typically, I'm sure there are many different kinds. $50. No.
Yeah, $50 Well, I tell you what, this is the simple breakdown. 20 for kids, 40 for a basic haircut, 50 for a full service haircut. And for out calls, they should start at $125.
Okay. So it's a big range of prices there.
Yeah.
Okay. So when they call, would you like to know what kind of haircut ahead of time before we present the lead to you? Like a caller?
Definitely.
Yeah? Okay.
Definitely.
Okay.
So let the client describe. It should be some type of descriptive setting where they can basically pick what they want. So you should have a setup where it might say general haircut, designer haircut, lineup, just to shave. Some guys might just want to shave, might want a clean razor shave.
Right.
And then you should be able to specify whether it's going to be a child or an adult.
Yeah. Now, you know, have you ever used Uber?
Yes.
Okay. One way we are thinking of pricing the lead is like Uber. You don't really know the price until you see the lead, and it can change by the day and it can change by the hour.
It's going to confuse the actual barber, and the client will not get a great service because it's a surprise to the person who's providing the service. That in a sense is like sending somebody out to cut someone's grass that needed their hedges. They just had a lawnmower. Mm-hmm. What if they needed their hedges cut and they wanted the edges done on their lawn? So if you get to the person's house and all you got is a lawnmower, and you didn't know that they wanted their bushes edged and their yard line with the edger, now you missed out on an extra $100, right?
Right.
But if I know that the person wants deer dyed and he wants a design on the side of his fade before I get there, I brought everything that I needed to provide that service. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get that.
So I believe that if you make sure that the person knows what the barber is going to be doing, the barber knows exactly what kind of type of service this person needs. He's coming equipped with the right equipment. Otherwise, he may not be equipped for everything that the person wants.
Right. So you need to know, and you would.
They definitely need to know what service is being provided to this person before they get to the actual destination.
Yeah. Okay, but how about say at time of the day, like in the morning, the leads are higher priced than in the evening.
Yes, for sure. So anything after 4 o'clock should be more.
Okay.
Because you got to deal with, especially you talking alcohol, because you got to deal with 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock traffic in Los Angeles. So you definitely want to do a after five, and what you could call it is an overtime. Do an overtime surge.
Uh-huh. Are you doing
evening surge, like you said, if you're doing it according to how Uber does it, they have a surge when it's holidays. If it's Christmas, how much is it for you to Uber downtown or to the Dodgers game or wherever the case may be? It's going to be way more. And what that'll do is that'll drive up your sales for the daytime because most people are going to try to get in when it's feasible, it's cheaper.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
and
you'll have more people willing to work for you in for that reason.
Is more of your business shifting to outside or people coming to the store?
More people come in the store,
for sure.
You're going to have more people that want to be in the barbershop.
It's a trend,
it's going out,
but are you getting more and more people?
More people coming in.
There's
more people coming in the barbershop because they want the full barbershop experience.
Yeah, that's true.
But at the same time, you have a major clientele in this city for people who need barbers to come to them because they don't have the time or they feel like they stay too far or they just rather do it that way because they're able to pay for it. They can afford it.
Okay, that's very useful information. But the next question that we have is we are going to offer people like you as a part of the application, a place to put all your contacts and all your customers and when they came in last for a cut, etc., in a very convenient way. Would that be useful to you?
Yes, definitely. It would definitely be useful to me. Any type of extra marketing for barbers is necessary these days.
Wonderful. And for that, can we charge you something like $10 a month? Is that too high?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not, especially if you're getting a major clientele off of it. It's not.
That's good to know. So, you know, is it possible that we could call you at a later time, or you could help us kind of describe what you would like in that app? You know what I mean?
Yes, definitely.
That might take a little time, like another hour or so. But how can we arrange that? Where are you located?
In Los Angeles.
Okay, but whereabouts?
In West LA.
Oh, that's good. So is it possible to visit you and with the pieces of paper or something where we can draw up or we can show you things? Yeah?
Definitely.
Oh, great. Well, the third thing I wanted to ask you is, do you sometimes run out of barbers for the seats you have?
Yes.
Oh,
yes, I do.
So we have another service where we in the same app, right, people who are barbers can find out whether there are seats around that they can work up.
Right. I'm very interested in that.
Oh yeah?
Yes, I am.
Great. And how would we make that a business? In other words, you know, if we give you a barber exactly on time when you need it, can we charge something for it? Or how do we make money? Oh yeah?
Yes, you can.
And what do you say is a reasonable price that you might be willing to pay?
Well, it depends on what I'm teaching and how many people I'm teaching. If I'm teaching one person, you know, we come up with a good price. If you can come up with more than one person, say you can get 10 people in the room and I can teach all 10, then we're talking, you would pay, say, each person may pay $50 per head or $100 per head, depending on what they're learning.
Okay, that's for teaching. But how about if you have more customers sometimes than you can handle? Would you want a barber who already knows his stuff.
No barber can ever have too many customers.
Really?
I'm serious. Because he can schedule them upon how they can be scheduled. No barber cannot have too many customers.
Oh,
excuse me, brother.
For lunch?
McGee, we're doing the back to school thing on August 18th, man. Bring them. We're going to have all the band, free food, school supplies, and everything. August 18th, Sunday, right here. You're welcome. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. So, but there are people who want to learn, and you're interested in finding students who will pay. They'll pay $100 for an hour?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. Especially for somebody like me that's skilled and know what they're talking about, know what they're doing. I could give great demonstrations.
No, I have to call.
Okay. Wonderful, Don. Thank you very much. And
you're welcome very much.
We'll talk to you soon again. I appreciate the time.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.